The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Shadeen, it's been another strong season for Thunder. Has there been a noticeable difference, or have you just got on with games as and when they come?
I think, obviously, compared to last season, we had a few losses during this season, but going into the season from the start, we a bit like rated as the underdogs, and that gave us a little bit less pressure. But I know, like, during the season, we had a few losses, but we learned a lot from them. So I think we are building really strong, and especially going into the finals weekend, we're on a good space. And I think it's just important for us as a whole group to stay connected and focus on each game. But no, it was during the season, it's still win the top four, and that was our goal, and we still did it. So proud of the girls.
The season is still ongoing, but any particular game that stands out so far? I would have to suggest the game at the AO. The work that Debbie did and the team, outstanding.
Yes, definitely. All the people behind the scenes, the AO game is always something to remember, and the fact that we get a lot of people to come and watch and just showcase netball in the UK as well. So no, definitely the game in the AO is always, it's always one of the most exciting, fun games of all, because a lot of people like come and watch the game, and we got the record for the most people there. So it was good for us to get people out there, and all the organizations behind the scene is never unseen. So it's great to see that we do have the people to pull something off like that.
Always good to have Lenise part of the squad as well, and just having somebody like her help to develop some of the younger players at Thunder. That's been key over the season.
Yes, definitely. And Lenise is one of, I know a lot of, she's got a lot of experience, and her style of play is a bit different. And she just, a lot of people look up to her, and the fact that she was included in the team and just got onto it straight away, it's great to see a player that can do that. And with her experience and netball knowledge, a lot of the youngsters look up to her, and it's great to see like a combination like Lenise with Lois Pearson has just settled in really good and quickly over the season. It's something to be proud of. And now Lenise is a great asset to the team, and it's nice to have her by my side as well.
You've both been named in a Proteas squad for Netball World Cup. It's something that I'd expect as a player you never really take for granted, but how did you find out?
There's like, you never take anything for granted, like you say. But yeah, we basically last week, South Africa had a live announcement, and that's how they announced the team, where we weren't informed beforehand, which was a bit disappointing for some of the players. But yeah, we basically found out on a live announcement on television in South Africa.
You recently taken delivery of a new TV and a coffee machine. You're not going to get these questions on the BBC, but what's it like having such a great brand like AO involved this season? Because they claimed them, didn't they?
Yeah, AO has been a great sponsor, and I know that's just a little cheat, receiving a coffee machine and an air fryer and a television, but it's we need to brand them, and it's just nice to see that we've got that support from a company. And yeah, so it was just a little spoil for us, so we are very grateful for that, and everything that AO is doing for the team and for the franchise.
But who controls the TV remote, and who makes the better cappuccino?
Andy, who do you think between me and Lenny is controlling the remote? I would say let's make it equal here, but yeah, Lenny will most probably have more control over the TV remote, and then I'm more of the coffee snob, so I'm better making coffee.
That's a fair answer. For the World Cup as well, South Africa has got some really nice Puma kit. What's that like? That looks amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. So Puma has been on board they stepped on board from the previous World Cup, where we were in Liverpool, and they just stuck around, and they've been an amazing brand. And The idea for this year, Kit, is just to show that South Africans, like, is they're called in that Rainbow Nation, and just incorporating the colors of the flag, and that how connected we are as a country. And I just love the fact that the people can see how bright and colorful our dresses is, and I think that shows a lot from the team as well. Like, even the players we have in the team, we like a rainbow nation, and we've got with different cultures, we and then we just can stand together as one.
Yeah, it's got a real flair to it. And even those photo shoots as well, that one I'd seen of you in a bit of a shadow, that was a really nice picture, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
thank you. It was. We had like a whole day of photo shoot for Puma, and they were just so professional. And I mean, they make us look good, so we're very thankful for that.
From what you've seen of England and those other teams as well, obviously you know, like everybody else, that Jeeva's retiring at the end of this World Cup. What have you made of some of England's team?
I think it's a team that I most probably had in my mind as well. I know Jay's got a plan, so it's just a big loss for the fact that they lost Jo Harton. But all the best for her, and total respect for her that she made that call. But for after what happening for her, the best of luck for her, and just I just really hope she like you know she flies out after. After everything, it's not always easy as a player, but no, England's got like you know. I think if you come across like any top five teams in the country, in the world, it's gonna be tough. It doesn't matter who they put together as a squad. There are so many great players. I mean, even if a player here or there has missed out, it's difficult because you can only pick. 12 players, but plus the three non-traveling. But no, England has put a good squad, and I'm excited if we get come across them at the World Cup that we can put up a good fight.
In your group is Wales, Sri Lanka, Jamaica, and maybe we don't really know their squads as yet, but it's going to give you a bit of a test. It's not a.
Yes, definitely, and I think. With Jamaica, they've got a different style of play, and I mean, a few of their players are currently playing in the SSN over in Australia, and they are in a good form. So, but I mean, we've beat them before, so we do have that belief as a whole too, because that's going to be one of our biggest challenges to beat Jamaica. But it just will be important to still focus on every game, even if we come up against. All the other games in our pool, but Jamaica is going to be a big fight for us. But we are really like we have the belief that we can beat them.
And finally, you're going to be running some master classes. How much do you enjoy doing things like that and giving back to members of the Thunder family?
Yes, I do love coaching in general, and it's just nice to see that players at a young age, and even like I had an adult master class as well, and I fairly did enjoy that as like. Really a lot, but no, it's nice to see that young players they want to learn, and even for myself as being an adult, I feel you're never too old to learn. So, for them to join the master classes is so special because even if I just take a little from a class that runs for like 2 hours, if I can just like inspire one girl or make one girl happy, then that's most probably what I would take from that is the fact that how they feel afterwards.
Places are going quick. More information online at manchesterthunder.co.uk. Shadeen, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, Andy. No worries.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.